And the first one up here is about a lot of talk that's been going on about Mexico, the election, and what's going on, particularly in the mining industry, and drilling down even further into the silver mining industry.
Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcadia Economics. And I come today with good news because I was talking to my dear friend and someone that I know a lot of you also appreciate, David Morgan, and mentioned to him that we were interested in bringing additional content onto the Arcadia Economics channel and wanted to see if he would be interested in us reposting some of the videos that he shares on his channel at the David Morgan Report, which obviously I recommended to check out. Although, with that said, he was happy to have us rebroadcast some of these. So I think we'll probably be doing his weekly update maybe on Saturday. Still figuring that part out, but either case, wanted to let you know that we've been given a green light to share them. And so, with that said, here's a great video from David about some of the things that are going on in Mexico regarding the mining laws that I think you'll find helpful. So let's say thank you to David as we begin a new chapter, some of the things we'll be doing here at Arcadia. And here's David.
The Morgan Report with David Morgan. Discover how to build and protect your wealth at themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with the Weekly Perspective. Well, to start off on the landing page real quick, there's 6 days left to the end of the month for the free consultation. It's been going fairly well. I actually thought there'd be a few more people taking advantage of this, but it is what it is, and it's his last week, so probably be a rush here. So I want to move on over to our Twitter page at SilverGuru22 and go through a few things I posted here on the home page. And the first one up here is about a lot of talk that's been going on about Mexico, the election, and what's going on, particularly in the mining industry, and drilling down even further into the silver mining industry. So I spent a lot of time this week getting together with some quite notables through the mining consortium in Mexico, which I know a few on a first name basis. And a lot of the silver miners' CEOs that I've known for years and years. So I accumulated a lot of knowledge, and I try to separate fact from fantasy. You can read this article, obviously, on our Twitter page. The bottom line is there is really no talk of nationalization, although there's talk about it on the internet, there's articles written about it, there's maybe even a podcast or two about it, I'm not really sure. The law that is at hand right now is that any new, the word is new, that means doesn't exist at this time or previously, will not be able to open pit mining. And it's one of the, probably I would consider the best geologists in Mexico for silver. I have a pretty strong relationship, and he taught me years ago that open pit silver mining usually is uneconomic. And that's a fact, whether it's in Mexico or the moon doesn't matter so much as, what is the economic picture on an open pit silver mine, and they're not very good. So even though it sounds like it's going to ruin the silver mining industry in Mexico on an economic basis, not as much as you might think at first glance. Secondly, again, to reemphasize, it's about new mines, not those that are already in work or already permitted. However, there are changes that are in place right now that are very, in my opinion, and make up your own mind, rather detrimental to the silver mining industry. I spoke with an executive, again, I've known for probably 15 years or more, about not just their project, but the overall big picture in Mexico. And what I learned is something I didn't know, and I'll pass it on. And that is that if you're an exploration company looking for, and I'll say silver, but look for precious metals or looking for some mineral in Mexico, and you make a discovery, and of course you make note of that, then what happens is anybody can bid on that project, even though you might have had the initial claim to it to do exploration. Once there is a discovery made, then anybody could come in and outbid you. So this, as he explained, has kind of held back some of these projects that might have gone forward easier or quicker. He also explained that the Almo regime will continue for about another month. And after that true changing of the leadership takes place, he thought that the courts maybe rule on some of this stuff and come to a final decision on some of these things that are not quite at law presently because a new regime is coming in. So in other words, there are a distinct possibility that some of the stuff will go away. The open pit, I doubt. I think that's going to stick. So if you have a Mexican silver project or you're a shareholder in a silver project in Mexico, I would definitely call your IR and hear it straight from them rather than secondhand from me. But as I said, I spent a great deal of time on this and I wanted to separate the wheat from the chaff and pass on the idea of nationalization just isn't there in the realm of, you know, the actual political process. Although, you know, you can't rule it out. I'm not saying it's not a possibility, but that's all it is at this point. If you look at lithium, of course, that's the case in Mexico. And this is something on a broader scale. So let's go outside of Mexico and just go global. And if we do that, there was a book written by Adrian Day years ago, I think it's probably at least 10 years now, called Resource Wars. And it goes definitely into this whole idea that as the economic system of the world starts to contract more and more as we are, nation states will start to look more precisely at what they have as a real asset, not how much funding money they can print and what their currency is doing in the foreign exchange markets. But what do they have of real value? And this is coming more and more to the fore all the time. And this trend will continue. So if you think that, you know, you got to worry about Mexico potentially nationalizing an industry like lithium or whatever, think broader than that. Think about OPEC. Think about the oil cartel and how that took place. So, and again, under the current economic conditions and the geopolitical climate where everybody's kind of a me first, save our, you know, a nationalistic type of attitude, even though the globalists want to open it up and make it one planet or one world or one world government or all these things that we are well aware of, the subset of that is the opposite. And there's a lot of momentum going that direction. So I'll leave it at that. The next one I have, I put up this week, near the end of the week, was this picture here that you're looking at, Pay With Your Palm from Amazon, Leave Your Wallet at Home. I think this speaks for itself. Some people will understand what it's all about. Some people may go over their heads, but it's very interesting times that we live in. Everything moving toward a digital ID. You are your ID. In other words, your DNA is what separates you. Will we need a digital ID in order to even access the internet in the future? What if we have, you know, a cyber attack at a large scale that requires, the shut off of the internet in certain locations or whatever? Lots to think about. I'll just put that up and let you think about it. I reposted this one from Bob Coleman with the dollar index hitting a low for the year. And what are we hearing? Chirp, chirp, chirp. The old, hearing crickets, hearing nothing. Kind of funny. Thanks, Bob, for the laugh, but it's true. And with this interest rate change that we heard about from the powers that be, Mr. Powell in Jackson, Wyoming, and indicating there will be a cut in September, whether or not it'll be 25 basis points or 50 basis points remains to be determined. Could it be different than that? Possibly. Point being is that he said that the Fed was in a position where they can start lowering interest rates and they are looking toward inflation going down to 2% again and all this. So time will tell. At this point, really just about anybody that understands the system knows that once you start lowering interest rates, you're basically giving up on the dollar, meaning that it's going to be worth less and worth less, even though it makes it cheaper to borrow. It also cheapens the dollar. When you have a high interest rate, it strengthens the currency. And now when you do the opposite, obviously it weakens it. Is it throwing in the towel and just printing until the dollar isn't even wanted anymore? In the long run, possibly. That's the general idea. Whether or not that takes hold or not at this level, probably will not. But it will have repercussions throughout the financial system. also the labor force. He's trying to keep a strong currency, which is a joke, but it is stronger than most, so I'll admit that, and also keep up good employment. Well, the labor markets are going to be adjusted by about 1 million in the workforce, or close to it, and that, of course, is going to, you know, spill back on the Fed or into the markets. I think that's all I want to talk about this week. This is David Morgan from themorganreport.com signing off. I'll be back with you next week. Hello, it's David Morgan again. The financial landscape has drastically shifted since the pandemic. The old rules, they no longer apply. Inflation is spiraling and traditional investment paths aren't making you wealthy. You're watching your wealth diminish. But here's the good news. You don't have to be a passive spectator to your own financial decline. We're thrilled to announce an exclusive limited time offer at The Morgan Report. For those who join us now as premium or mastermind members, you'll receive a complimentary 30-minute consultation with me. With decades of experience, I can help you navigate even the toughest economic climates. This is your chance to get personalized advice tailored just for you. But act fast, this offer won't last long. Whether you're looking to refine your current financial strategy or start fresh, this consultation could be the turning point. Imagine having direct access to insights that could safeguard and grow your investments during these volatile times. Signing up is easy. Just head over to themorganreport.com. As a member, not only will you get this exclusive consultation, but you'll also gain immediate access to the Morgan Report Opportunities, a resource where we share our top investment recommendations and strategies. Don't just take our word for it. New members can try us out for 30 days. If you find the consultation and advisory newsletter isn't for you, we'll refund your money. Remember, this offer is only available for a limited time. Don't miss your chance to get ahead in this uncertain economic climate. Join as a premium or mastermind member today and start your journey toward a more secure financial future. Thanks for watching. If you have any questions about the offer or your investment strategy, leave us a message. Until next time, stay smart, stay safe, and keep building your wealth.